Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've got Nation, we are back. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. It is so great to be back with you here on Untapped Potential. If you're a regular listener of the program, you know that I took about 3 weeks off for the summer break. So it is great to be back with you for today, Tuesday, July 18th, 2023, for another episode of Untapped Potential. And what a summer it has been so far. I mentioned before that we were planning on going to Cuba. So we had quite an experience in Cuba. It's an experience like none other that we've had. And so many people have expressed interest in visiting Cuba or knowing more about Cuba. So if you would like more information about our travels to Cuba, I encourage you to head on over to pushpast10.com, pushpast10.com, or you can visit us on Facebook for more information, or our YouTube channel, all the same name, Push Past 10. So again, we've had a wonderful summer and we are grateful. We always like to start the program on a note of gratitude. So we are grateful for the wonderful summer we've had to date, the ability to travel to the Bahamas, the ability to travel to Cuba, but most importantly, the ability to spend time with family. So Sophia is still out of school. She goes back to school on August 5th. The first week of August is when school resumes here in Georgia. So we are still enjoying some time with Sophia this summer. And so we are grateful for enjoying some family time and just being able to enjoy some downtime, not having to run back and forth to school and other activities, but just the slower pace that the summer brings to us. We won't talk about the heat because it is quite hot. Of course, being summertime, it is quite hot, but we are still grateful for the ability to be able to get out and enjoy life. So again, welcome to the program. This is Untapped Potential on TDN Radio, and I am your host, Dr. Simone Matthew. It is great to be back with you as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead. And we just remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves and how are we remaining consistent. So the premise of this program is on the consistency, because we all have those important life goals that we have set out for ourselves, but the devil is in the details, right? So we always get stuck along the way, and then somehow our goals get pushed back to the back burner, and then we move on with life. But it is so important for us to remain consistent to the end to achieve these goals. So that is the premise of this program. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're a regular listener, we want to thank you for your continuing support of the program. So this week we have another great interview for you. We will be speaking with a young man out of Dominica who unfortunately suffered a terrible beating at the hands of police. So, you know, it is very important that we attend to police brutality in Dominica, because it simply cannot become the norm that police in Dominica feel that they are authorized to be able to simply, you know, abuse Dominican citizens. So we spoke to him because he currently has two police cases that he's pursuing, one against the charges that were brought up against him, and the second one, he's actually suing the police department of Dominica. So I think you will find it a very engaging conversation. We want to thank him, his mom, and his girlfriend for sitting down with us a couple of weeks ago to talk about what happened to him. His name is McCain Packett, and so we will have that interview for you. And as before we begin the program, we always like to start on a note, a wonderful song. So today we're going to enjoy this one from Beres Hammond, I'm Alive, which is one of my favorite songs. As a matter of fact, it looks like Beres Hammond is coming to Atlanta. So we're hoping to attend that concert in August 20th this year. So we're looking to attend that concert. The last time he was here was, I believe, in 2019, right before COVID-19, and he did not disappoint. You know, Beres is getting older, so he had to spend a lot of time kind of just sitting and not being as vibrant as he once was. Because, I mean, think about it. This guy has been performing since what? The early 1980s. So I think we certainly do not expect him to be as vibrant as he once was, but we are so grateful to still have him and still have his beautiful voice to serenade us. So again, August 20th, if you're in the Atlanta area, you certainly want to check out Beres Hammond. We're going to make every effort to attend that concert. So let's enjoy this number from him, I'm Alive, and then we will go straight into the interview with McCain Packett. Stay tuned. Boy, la, 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 la.
Lift my voice in praises. Gonna shout it, gonna sing it loud. Up in the morning, I say my prayer. Thank you, Father, for another day. Let me clear it right away. I'm alive, yes. I'm alive. My money in the bank, oh no rent. Here I am, still give thanks. Ask me how, I don't know. I ain't no bro, but I'm alive. I'm alive. I see the sun and I see the rain. Yes, I feel joy in my Father's name. A tear might fall every now and then. I still give thanks to the full extent. Yes, now up in the morning I say my prayer. Thank you, Father, for another day. Let me clear it right away. I'm alive, yes, I'm alive, man. Money in the bank, oh no rent, but here I am, still give thanks. Ask me how, I don't know, I ain't no pro, but I'm alive, yes, I'm alive. I can walk without fear or doubt, yeah. Go to sleep with little to worry about. I do know there's danger everywhere, yeah. So I pray, dear Father, always be near. Up in the morning, I say my prayer. Thank you, Father, for another day. Let me declare it right away. I'm alive, yeah. I'm alive, my money in the bank. Oh, no rank, but here I am. Still give thanks. Ask me how. I don't know. I ain't no pro. But I'm alive. With an open mind, just in a way Jah Jah would design. No, I will falter, but in time I will grow, I will grow. Can't be too old to be taught, can't even learn something from the youth. Give a little nod if you know the truth. Hey, hey. Up in the morning I say my prayer. Thank you, Father, for another day. Let me get it right away. I'm alive. I'm alive, my money in the bank, oh no rank, but here I am, still give thanks, ask me out, I don't know, I ain't no bro, but I'm alive, yes, yeah. I'm alive, yeah, look up, I'm alive.
action. Come on in, check in, post a message, let us know where you're joining us from. Simone Matthew here. It is great to be back with you on our Push Past 10 platform. As you know, this is the place that we come together to advance the lives of our Dominican and Caribbean brothers and sisters at home in the Caribbean and on and abroad. I want to say a very special welcome. We had about 350-something new followers in the last few days because fortunately for us, one of our videos has gone viral. So we posted a video about a month ago, and a couple of days ago, someone shared it, and everyone just kept sharing it to the point where it got over 12,000 shares and has reached 1 million views. So we are truly grateful because now our reach on Facebook is about 1,400,000 people. So this is an incredible opportunity to continue the work that we're doing to advance the lives of Caribbean people. But this is also the place where we talk about our concerns. So I am sure if you're from Dominica, you've heard the story of the young man who got pretty much assaulted. That is what we're going to call it. He got assaulted by the Dominica police force, by members of the police force of Dominica. And I'm sure you've seen the video, but he's here to seek your support because he has an ongoing legal case right now, and he's looking to seek your support to assist him with his legal fees. So let us go ahead and invite Mr. McCain in. And McCain, thank you for joining us. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, and you?
Doing well. So thank you for being here. As we mentioned, you were the guy in the video. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to pull up the video. If there are any children with you, anyone who's watching this program and there are children in the room with you, you may want to have them not look at the video because it is a very short clip, only 20 seconds, but it is unfortunate to see the incidents that occurred. So let me play the video real quick.
Rebecca.
Yeah, so McCain, I'm sorry I have to show it again because I'm sure it is not the most pleasant thing for you to look at, but we want to thank you for being brave enough to come on the program and to tell us who you are. And of course, we invite everyone who's looking to share the program because it is very important that we acknowledge that this cannot be the way law enforcement deals with our citizens in Dominica. But before we get into the video, let us talk about who you are. So tell us your name, where you're from, and a little bit of who you are so we can get a better understanding of you.
Well, my name is Makin Packett. I'm from Grand Bay, Tetlali. And I am a Mason. I do many trades. I went to the Grand Bay secondary school. And basically, I could do anything. I'm a singer. I do agriculture. I have 2 kids. That is about it.
Yeah, so I think it's I think it is very important for us to get a general understanding of who you are. So just tell us a little bit about your upbringing, how you grew up, the school that you attended, school in Grand Bay. But just tell us a little bit about your upbringing. Did you grow up with your mom and dad? Do you have siblings? Because we really want to try to get to know you this evening.
Yes, well, I have two brothers and one sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, only my sister is here. My two brothers are abroad. And I raised up with my mom and my grandmother.
Okay. And do you have any passions? I think you mentioned singing, but tell us, you know, what do you enjoy doing? What are your passions? And anything else you would like to share about yourself?
Well, I do enjoy singing. I enjoy doing mason. That is finishing. I do finishing.
Yeah, and are you currently employed?
Excuse me?
Do you have a job right now?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Okay, and because we want to get an understanding of what life is like for you in Dominica and for young men like you in Dominica with two children and your other responsibilities. When was the last time you had a job?
Around 2 months about.
Okay. And how easily would you say it is for you to get employment in Dominica?
Well, it kind of does be difficult, but
yeah,
it does be a little difficult.
Yeah. So the last job you had, how long was that job? How long did that job last?
Well, although it hasn't been completed yet.
Okay.
But yeah, through the incident.
You're no longer on that project.
Yes.
Okay. All right, excellent. Well, thank you for sharing with us. And again, as we talked about before, employed, unemployed, right or wrong, there was absolutely no need for the police to deal with you the way they dealt with you. So I know there's an ongoing case surrounding this matter, and there's certain things you cannot talk about. So we just want to hear in terms of what you can talk about. So tell us what was going on that particular day. Why were you in the People's Park? You know, what your day was like on that particular day.
Well, I had to have lunch with my lady on that day, as I usually do when I finish work. Or as I didn't mention, I was doing a course in the college too.
Yeah, what is the course?
I'm doing chef snack preparation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That day there, I wasn't really doing anything. I was just standing up and waiting on her. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I just see the force just reach on me. Yeah, and they didn't even really ask me no question.
Yeah, because that is what I was going to ask you. I mean, did they ask you a question? Did they see you do something that would cause them to descend on you like that? I mean, you know, it just seems kind of strange that you would just be standing there and then all of a sudden the police just, you know, come and jumps on you. So what do you think invited them to come over to you?
Well, I wasn't even aware, so I'm not even sure.
So did they say anything to you at all?
Only thing they told me is empty my bag. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing.
Okay. And did you empty your bag?
Yeah, I was emptying it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, were you taking too long? Were you not going fast enough for them?
Well, I was doing it the right way. Mm-hmm. It's just they came there with a anger, I don't know.
Right. Now, have you had any other encounters with these particular police officer or police in general in Dominica? Are you a known criminal in Dominica? That's the question I'm asking you.
No. Right. That's my first offense.
Okay. So it's not a case where, you know, you are a repeat offender, the police are tired of dealing with you, and they simply lost their cool with you.
Well, that's the first time I fall in the hands of the law like that.
And you know, even if this was not your first time, that does not give the police the right to strike you this many times and to pretty much beat you up. So did they say anything that they were going to arrest you? Did they say anything that, you know, you had come?
Wow. No, they didn't say anything.
Wow. So it's kind of obvious from what we saw that that wasn't the end of the story, because I can tell that the person that was filming the incident, when he or she saw the police officer turn around, the person shut down the video. So what happened after? I mean, how long did the beating go on?
I couldn't really tell you.
Yeah.
I can't really tell because I wasn't checking time and...
You're right. So did they take you anywhere after that? What happened after?
They brought me in the headquarters.
Mm-hmm. And did they tell you they were charging you with anything?
Well, they said they was going to charge me. They said they was going to charge me.
Okay, so did they give you a charge?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what it is?
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to say about.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, but they did charge you with something. So do you have an upcoming case, which is why you're requesting the funds?
Yes.
Okay, and about how much will the case? How much money do you need for that case?
Basically, it was can I bring my girlfriend?
Yes, absolutely. On... What's her name?
Okay, Melancia Johnson.
Melancia?
Yes.
Hi, Melancia. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for supporting McCain with everything that's going on with him. So what can you tell us in terms of, you know, again, we know you can't say everything, but what can you tell us in terms of how much will his court case be? When is the court case and everything else surrounding that?
Well, he has two court case matters. So the first one, which is the criminal matter, that one is where the police are taking him to court for the alleged charges that's against him. Mm-hmm. And the other one is the civil matter, which is where he is going to sue the state and the police force of Dominica. So the combined fee that the lawyer has given us in Eastern Caribbean dollars would be roughly around 14,000.
Wow. Okay, 14,000 EC?
Yes, and that's for to represent us in both the civil and the criminal matter.
Right, so that is quite a bit of money to have to come up with 14,000. Now, do you have, because I'm trying to help you guys to raise the fund, and by the way, I have pinned the link to the GoFundMe page on all the platforms. So this is streaming on about... 5 or 6 different platforms right now. We're streaming live. And of course, we will have a lot more people who are going to come back and watch this video. So for anyone who's watching right now, and again, thank you for sharing, everybody who's watching right now on the various platforms. And if you come back and watch, wherever you're watching, you will see that there's a link in the comment section, which will take you to the GoFundMe page to show that we cannot accept police brutality as the norm in Dominica. So now, do you have some ideas in terms of when he will go to court on the criminal matter? Are there any dates set right now?
Yes, there's a date set. He has a date set in September.
Okay, so the date is set for September. So that gives him some time to raise the necessary funds.
Yes.
Okay,
but that court case is the criminal matter. We haven't started with the civil matters yet.
Okay.
Because we cannot move forward with the civil matter as long as we don't have the funds.
Right, right, right. Yeah, so that's some needed help that you need. Now, let me ask you this. As someone who loves McCain, how did you feel about seeing that video? Because I mean, I did not even know him until we got together for this interview, and it broke my heart. Because just looking at it, you know, not even knowing him, just knowing he's a human being, and to see the way he was treated, how did you feel?
Well, seeing the ending of it, because remember, he was there in the park waiting for me. He had bought my lunch for me that day. Oh. And I was actually on the late shift. So the time this happened, it was like after 6 in the night. So the sun was still up because we're nearing summer. So you're going to see it like it's like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But it was like a little after 6. And you asked him how long the beating was. I work somewhere where we have to be very vigilant about our time. And we are constantly watching the clock. So I saw him before and after the beating. I saw him from my workplace because my workplace and the park is separated only by a barbed wire fence. So you can see either side. And that's what he was doing when I went on my break. When I was sent to my break by my supervisor, I went to the washroom. I saw him on the other side. He was smiling and laughing at a joke one of the other guys was giving. And then 4 minutes later, when I entered the park, from the time I clocked out to the time I reached the park, it took about 4 minutes. I was met with very hostile, angry officers that were not even willing to answer my questions. They were detaining him, and they were not even willing to ask me to answer my questions and, you know, to take me out of the dark and make me know, okay, well, it's something legal we're doing. This is why we're doing it. And, you know, I saw him. His eyes were bloodshot. And then after to go around the park and ask people, because I was unsure what happened, to go around the park and ask people, like, what happened? And people are telling me they beat him so bad. From children, 6, 7 year olds telling me they beat him so bad. Like, you really need to go and see if he sees a doctor. Like, you really need, you guys need to sue because that was bad. Mm-hmm. And then me seeing the video, it was just heartbreaking. It really was.
And was he offered any medical assistance? Was he offered to take to the hospital?
No. No, that happened at approximately 10 past 6 around that time. I immediately started locating a lawyer because I was like, I can't do this situation on my own. I don't even know exactly why they detained him. So I don't even know what to go to the headquarters and say. So I was like, I need to get, you know, an advocate. And I was giving Mr. Ronald Charles his number. When I contacted him, he met me down at the headquarters. He entered the headquarters, I think, about 10 to 9, or around thereabout. And McCain had still not been seen by a doctor and was being ignored by officers. From him personally telling me what happened, he told me on several occasions he tried to get the attention of the arresting officer and was swatted off and told, don't touch them and leave them alone and do not. And they were tending to their bruised hands, and he was there laying on cold concrete with, you know, injuries. It's only after the lawyer had went and requested that he be seen by a medical doctor, and one of his immediate family who works within that division, he works within that same division of police, which is our task force, he realized it was his cousin that was in the police custody, and it doesn't make sense to him because he's like, that's not my cousin, that's not the person I knew growing up, and he became concerned. So he started calling patrol cars because they said apparently they couldn't get him to the hospital because there was no patrol car available. And that's 3 hours after the incident has happened.
That's but what yet I'm
they brought him to the headquarters in a patrol car, but there's no patrol car available to bring him to the hospital, right, which is baffling to me.
Right. And we're joined also by McKin's mom, Desima. And Desima, I'm going to come to you in a little while, so just stay right where you are. But I just wanted to find out from you as his girlfriend, you know, what kind of person is he? How long have you guys been together? Is he a violent person? Is he somebody who is likely to resist arrest if the police were simply trying to arrest him? Because from what you're telling us, this is somebody who is not a violent person, who should never have been handled the way he was handled by the police of Dominica. So what type of
I always tell people, Makin is one of the kindest and most patient people I've ever met. I always tell them in the relationship, I'm the fireball and he's ice. I always tell people that. And he's someone, he's just, when you meet Makin, he's just what you would describe as the class clown. You know, he's always laughing, always joking around. When he's around his friends, he's, you know, he doesn't have a lot of friends, but when he is in a group setting, you know, he makes everyone comfortable and at ease. You know, good with children. He has, I think, five nieces, and he just recently got a nephew. And his brother's actually wanting to make him the godfather. So, within his family, he's one of the rocks of his family. Then his grandparents depend on him. He's always at their home, always going to check up on them. You know, he's always going to check up on his mom, always concerned about his siblings, always concerned about his family, you know? And he's just a family person. That's just who he
and
is.
And somebody who's trying to, you know, earn a decent living so he can take care of his two kids and his family.
Right,
absolutely. Thank you for sharing. Now, Desima, I see that you're in tears, and my heart goes out to you because I'm a mother as well, and I can only imagine what it was like for you to see that video. So our heart goes out to you with regards to what happened to your son. But just tell us how you felt when you saw that video, if you can.
Well, my son told me from God, look. My son told me, Mommy, I saw a video like police was beating up Makin. I said to him, Makin, I said, you joking, Makin doesn't mean trouble. Makin doesn't mean trouble. So how come a police will be beating up my son? Then he said, Mommy, hold on, I'm going to send you the video. Because I was not home at the moment. When I came home, I got the message. Then he said, Mommy, hold on, I'm going to send the video for you. And just look at it. So by looking at the video, I didn't even take my time to look at the video. The first thing I saw, I had to throw my phone down and run outside screaming. And then my neighbors come ask me what happened to me. I was saying, like, maybe the police beat up my son that way, because I never beat up my son that way. Not even his daddy. I'm just didn't beat up my son. I was screaming and yelling. I did not sleep for days. I could not sleep the night. I was walking in my house up and down, crying whole night. My boyfriend told me, baby, come and sleep. I said, I cannot sleep. I cannot resist that kind of thing I see in my eyes, because I never beat up my children that way. See the police beating my kids that way. I was screaming for days. I did not eat for days. But now every day I still cry when I remember the video. Even when I see something, I will still cry.
And I'm going to ask you the same question I ask. Is it Melencia? What type of son is McCain? What kind of son is he? What kind of person is he?
He's a son to himself. McCain likes to play his music. He likes to be by himself. He likes to go on his business by himself. And he's quiet as a lamb. You will not see him making like that.
Yes.
He's very... So that is why I was screaming and his sister was screaming a lot, because we know he's such a quiet guy for all that to be happening to him.
And even with my own interaction with him, I can tell he's a very respectable young man. Because just from speaking with him, you know, he's very calm, he's very, you know, respectable. So and whether he was in the wrong, my point is, that is not how the police is supposed to relate to a citizen, whether they suspect you of committing a crime or not.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, that is simply not, you cannot be the law enforcement, the judge, and the executioner all in one. Your role is to, if you suspect him of doing something wrong, your role is to arrest him, take him to the police station, let him know what he's being charged with. But you cannot just start striking blows on him.
No, he did not do anything wrong, so they tried to get something to, I don't know, but they know he did not do anything wrong, because my big girl tells me Mike was sitting on the railing waiting for his girlfriend, because he always used to come then when I'm at the people's park waiting for Milan Tavern to go and have lunch, or then you go and pick up the daughter to go home. My son, Mike, and I have a lot of respect. All my kids have respect, because I raise up my kids by myself. Sons, I raise them up by myself. So they know how to do. If my son come at my home and see a money there, I say, Mommy, can I have that, please? I would say yes, sorry, but they will not just take my stuff and go with it, because I raised them up like that. I did not have a demand of his manners and respect. You understand?
Absolutely.
My son, that way I must cry. Every day I'm crying. My little grandchild say, Mommy, Granny, not to watch the video, because you keep crying every day. Not either, I must cry. I cannot stop crying unless I don't see those people get, I can get justice for the police. I cannot stop crying. Every day I pray, I want my son to get justice for those policemen, because they get now with too many things in Dominica. I'm tired. I cannot be down.
Yeah, and this question is for both you and McKen, because, you know, I think what was more shocking for most of us is to just see how the bystanders were just sitting there like nothing was going on. How do you feel about how people were just sitting there casually going about their lunch or whatever they were doing and not being concerned with what was happening with him?
Because my kids are from town, they are from town. My kids are from Granby, so my kids probably have got much friends from town. So I don't know. Probably not to interact. I don't know. They are afraid of the police. It's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, McKen, how did you feel about that? Watching people, knowing that people were sitting right there, and just no reaction. You could swear nothing was going on behind them. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. How did you feel about the fact that nobody reacted to what was going on with you?
Well, for one, maybe they didn't want to catch the attention of the police, so they would see the partner videoing and thing. Because basically, if they had seen, they would probably do something about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my girl can really explain for you, because at the moment I couldn't think of nothing.
Yeah, let me speak to Malencia, is it?
Yes,
that's a pretty name, by the way. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the way people were just sitting casually and just seeing what was going on with him?
Okay, well, the guy that's actually eating his lunch is my coworker. So there's two reasons why he's not reacting. The first one, he can jeopardize his job, because he's literally 10 steps away from his job, where, you know, if he gets in any kind of trouble, it can jeopardize him, you know, losing his job. The second reason being, that's just him personally. That's all he is. He's just a meek, quiet person who doesn't like to bring much attention to him. And I actually spoke to him after the event, and he told me the main reason why they were acting like that was they did not want the police to realize that they were recording, because they didn't want people to record. Because when I came to the park after, I tried to record the officers leaving, and they, you know, rushed on me and were like, oh, you know, don't record there. And, you know, almost ready to jump on me. I swore one of the police officers were going to fight with me too, but, you know, the way he, you know, lunged on me, like, what you doing? And they don't like people to record. They make you feel like it's an offense in Dominica. And if you don't know the law or you don't have a lawyer, they'll make you feel like that was a criminal act.
Yeah, because I've seen incidents where people are just recording, you know, like, for example, when they found the young girl who was murdered in Portsmouth, you know, right. Apple News was there far away, just recording the scene. And then she gets a call to tell her to stop recording the incident, and she's like, right. Well, what am I doing wrong? Or what am I doing wrong by simply recording? I am not interfering in the work of the police. I'm not interfering in the investigation. So what is this whole thing that Dominicans do not have the right to record anything? You know, they don't want people to record the international airport that is going up. What is this whole idea that Dominicans are not allowed to use videotaping? Is there some laws that are being broken?
There's absolutely no law, because I spoke to the lawyer after and I told him I was trying to take a recording, you know, to identify the officers, because no one identified themselves to me and no one wanted to speak to me in no way, shape or form. The lawyer told me I had my full rights within the law of the Commonwealth to record what was going on. Mm-hmm. Once no one in the video, like if I posted the video, no one in the video had rejected to it being uploaded or whatever, then I have my full right to do so. Right. Especially if I feel like I'm in imminent danger or, you know, my life is at threat.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, you know, that is just, you know, some sort of control, trying to control the citizens, especially now with Facebook and the internet, where stuff can be presented to the world. I think that is the concern, that they do not want to look bad. Well, if you don't want to look bad, maybe you shouldn't be, you know, beating up a young man in the middle of Roseau.
Yeah,
you did. That
because
is what
one of the
bad.
Officers, according to my boyfriend, one of the officers, when I spoke, told him I was the reason why he was arresting him. Your girlfriend was recording, so I'm going to press charges now. That's what he quoted and told me the arresting officer told him.
Wow, that is incredible. And of course, we want to talk about the injuries that he sustained. Nasima, give me 1 second. I'm coming to you for your thoughts. And I also want you to tell us about the injuries that he sustained and how he's doing right now. But let's just take a quick minute and thank everyone who's joining us. We see Simone James, Martha Laura, Ernesto Mendoza. Let's see, Royston Francis, thank you for being here. Dale Tulor, Kerry Hughes, Bradford. Hey, Kerry, how are you? Edith Bugunu and Dominique Earthly Vidal, Anthony Simon, Bernie Vache is here. And let's see what Anthony is saying. He's saying, I had a few incidents at certain clubs in Dominica where I was told not to record simply music videos. I tried to shoot. So just some incredible control going on in Dominica. But this time, let's talk to you for Let me mute. I'm not sure what I'm getting about. Do you have it in a different area? Nasima, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. So tell us about the injuries. And how is it doing?
My son?
Yes.
Yes.
My son got a lot of blow in his jaw by his side. They did not, he could not eat for days. He's still hurting a little. We had an x-ray for the jaw, and he had a lump at the back of his head where they like him with the batting stick. He had another lump by his waist side, and I think he had one at the back there. And his back, he had a lot of pain in his back, and he was saying he had a lot of pressure in his head. But we still have a lot of doctors, and his eye. We still have doctors to go to still. We have a lot of things to do still.
Yeah, and of course, going to the doctors is more money that you have to spend.
And we don't have all that money.
Yeah. But you know what? God is good. Justice will come to them.
I called my minister and told him about the situation, and I sent the video for him to see so I could help us, but he never really answered me. He just said, I'm sorry for what happened to your son, and that was it. Up to now.
No response.
So probably he don't want to push it 7 minutes.
Wow. So let me mute you a little bit because I'm getting a feedback on your mic. Let me come back over to you, McCain. So how are you feeling when did you finally get medical attention after you were arrested? Because Melancia was telling us that up to 9 o'clock at night, from the 6 o'clock incident, you had not received any medical attention. But before you answer this, when exactly did this happen? Do you remember the date?
It was June 3rd, June 3rd.
June 3rd?
Yes.
Okay, and you're still in pain as of today?
Yes.
And today is June 26th?
Yes.
Wow, that is incredible.
Sometimes my neck just cramp, like just stay and get hard. Mm-hmm. My shoulders was hurt, my back, my waist, my feet, my legs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my head, I just get headache and thing. Right. Time on time I get a headache, serious headache. And my chest and my stomach is always paining me.
So when did you finally get to see a doctor? So this happened June 3rd, about 6 p.m. at night. When did you finally get to go to the hospital, get some kind of medical treatment after this incident?
Well, it was around 9 after 9, so in the night.
That they finally took you to the hospital?
Yes.
Yeah. That is just incredible. So again, guys, we are here. We are streaming on, let's see, about 5 different platforms right now. And we know a lot of people will come back and watch this video. So we encourage you to share the life, share the life, share the life. Let everyone know that we are here seeking funding for McKin Packett out of Dominica, who was brutally assaulted by the Dominica police force. And, you know, I think most of us will agree that that is not the way you deal with citizens. And we would love to hear the police officer's side of the story, but we know that is not going to happen, right? So we are saying that, you know, it just seems to be that the police in Dominica is very angry. So if you want, McKin, you can put Melancia back on, because I want us to talk about, you know, that anger we see coming from the police of Dominica. And Decima, I will come over to you as well if you have some thoughts on that. But Melancia, what do you think about, you know, just the kind of anger you saw in the police officers in Dominica?
That was a very hard question to answer, because it really cannot be put into words. Like, the officer who was the one who screamed at me and asked me if I was a lawyer, that was the most I got out of one of the officers, was him screaming in my face, what are you doing here? Are you a lawyer? When I was asking, what is the reason why he's being arrested? And I was telling them, you know, I came for my lunch. And up till now, you're not even allowing him to give me my lunch. Mm-hmm. Not even knowing in that instance, my lunch was on the floor because my bag was tipped up. His bag was tipped up by the police officers. Mm-hmm. In the scuffle and in everything, it was tipped up.
Mm-hmm. So your lunch was gone?
Yes. And the only thing he could tell me in his rage was if I was a lawyer, and the way he, you know, his eyes were just bulging, and he was, I don't know, I felt like he was going to attack me for real. That's how I felt in the instance. I was afraid in the instance, but I just had to remain cool.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it is about mutual respect, because the police wants to be respected for their role as police officers.
Right.
But you cannot expect to be respected if you don't respect people first.
Right. And in Dominica, they don't view it that way. It's they are the law. They've been made to feel like they're the law, and you cannot speak to them. However, you cannot challenge them in no way. You know, don't get into their business. You know, when they're investigating, they investigate. Leave them investigate. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of attitude they have.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, and you know, I want to thank you for being so supportive and coming on to support McKin right now. But if you were to speak to, you know, the head of the police department, the police in general, like, what would you encourage them to do to get a, to have a better relationship with Dominicans? Because the way they're behaving, that certainly cannot create for a good relationship. And what I'm hearing from a lot of people, because of the way the police is treating a lot of Dominicans, when they do have a case where they need the public's help, the public is not forthcoming because they have, there's this tension between the police and the citizens of Dominica. So,
and what it's causing?
Yeah.
What it's causing is the real crime. Yes. And the real criminals are getting away with the crimes,
right,
because they're focused on the wrong things, number one. And then they're so brutal, you know, in their investigations or their alleged investigations, because a lot of times they have been wrong. It has had instances before where officers have gone to people's homes and, you know, on allegations and searched their homes from rooftop to the floor, and they found absolutely nothing, and in the process have, you know, beat up people. There was a young guy, I think, from Portsmouth, you know, they beat him to the point where he had fractures and was hospitalized, and he had won a civil case against them. So it's not something that's, you know, new. It's something that they're known for. We always have a thing saying in Dominica, once you see the camouflage uniform, you know it's trouble.
Wow.
They always say, once you see the camouflage uniform, they're not going to listen to you. They're not going to hear you. You know, and then when they do have serious matters of, you know, molestation and people raping children and, you know, mass murdering and all these things, no one wants to come forward. People know, and no one wants to come forward because why?
Yeah, because we just don't trust them.
We don't trust them, and we don't feel right.
Yeah, it is.
There's been instances where I've told police officers, you know, I would never come to you for an issue because what are you going to do about it? You know, I came from a past relationship that had domestic violence in it, and I reported it on several occasions. And an officer went as far to tell me on one occasion that it's your fault. Very good. So when you do these things, no one is going to be willing to help you with your job.
Yeah, and so, it sounds like there is a need for a lot of training of police officers in Dominica. And we know that these videos that we do here on Push Past 10, they reach many, many different cell phones and laptops. And a lot of people see these videos as they continue to get shared. So we are hoping that the head of the police department will take note and realize that his officers need to be trained in terms of sensitivity training, because this cannot bode for a good relationship between the citizens of Dominica and the police force. And it's a mutual relationship.
Right.
We need them and they need us. So it cannot be that you're manhandling people and then expect them to turn around and be, you know, cordial and be cooperative when you need them too.
So true. You know,
it's just sad. But let me get your final thoughts as we get ready to wind down. And again, if you're just joining us, we are here to support McKen Packett out of Granby, Dominica, who was pretty much assaulted by the police of Dominica, and we're looking to help him with his criminal and civil case in Dominica. So whatever platform you're looking at this program, there is a link attached in the comment section where you can click on the link, you can share this link so you can show your support if you are opposed to police brutality in Dominica. I certainly encourage you to support. So McKen, your final thoughts as we get ready to wind down, and we truly hope that you will fully recover, because again, if your body is broken, how are you supposed to work and provide for your kids and your family, right? So just your final thoughts as we get ready to go.
Well, right now I cannot do no hard physical work, and because my body is paining a lot.
Yeah,
my jaw just start giving me a little ease up, but chewing and it does hurt from my jaw to my ears. Mm. Yeah, I get really hard blow and thing, especially in my head. Get a lot of blow in my head.
Wow. Well, you know, we wish you a speedy recovery. We want to continue to support you because it's been almost a month now, and to hear that you're still in pain, that means that beating was quite severe. For a young, strapping-looking man like you, who obviously was in great physical health before this, to now come to still be in pain almost a month later, just talks about the brutality that was inflicted upon you. So on behalf of the Dominica Police Force, even if I don't have any connections with them, I want to apologize to you and let you know that that is not how policing are to work in Dominica. So thank you for joining us, and we will continue to share this video to try to get you the support. I will also send you a link to the video via WhatsApp so you can share it as well on Facebook and on WhatsApp to encourage other people to support you. So let me come over to your mom for her final words, and then I want to hear from your girlfriend one more time before we head out. So Dissima, your final thoughts as we get ready to wind down. Let me unmute your mic. Is it muted on your end? Because I can't seem to, yes, there you go. Oh, it's muted again. Try to unmute it. You're good.
It's okay now?
Yes, it's good. Your final thoughts as we get ready to go.
Well, my final thought is I would like my child to get, how should I say it?
Compensation?
Yes, I would like him to get a good help so we could take the police officers to court. That would be the first time that would be happening in our country, because the police are getting away with everything.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK, and are looking for Dominica products including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
To a Facebook Live interview we did a couple of weeks ago with McCain Packett, who unfortunately was the victim of police brutality in Dominica. So we hope that you will support his effort to raise the necessary funds that he needs to defend himself against the police in Dominica. So again, I want to thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. This week, we did not have a tip of the week because I wanted to ensure that we aired the majority of McCain's interview. So next week, when we come back, we will return to our tip of the week in terms of how do we stay motivated to achieve our life goals. So again, thank you for being here as we got powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we reminded ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. We hope that you will join us next week for another episode of Untapped Potential. If you've missed any episodes along the way, don't forget you can head on over to pushpast10.com, P-U-S-H, PAST10.com for all the episodes you may have missed along the way. Click on the media link at the top of the page and it will take you to Untapped Potential as well as my other radio program, Roots Connections on Q. So we have a lot of great content for you over at Push Past 10. And don't forget to check out our footage of Cuba. On Facebook at Push Past 10, as well as on YouTube. So again, it has been wonderful being here with you for another episode of Untapped Potential. We hope to see you right back here next week at the same time. So until then, remember that your life story is your strength. Remember to tap into your potential every day. Stay strong, stay positive, stay engaged, stay active. Until we meet right back here for another episode of Untapped Potential, you have yourself a productive